There is a remarkable exchange in this week's Parsha between Yaakov Avinu and the shepherds of Charan. In the Parsha, it describes how Yaakov is headed towards Charan, and he comes to a be'er where there are three herds of tzon that are just sitting around. And the Torah tells us why, but Yaakov doesn't know it. The Torah tells us that the herdsmen would gather together and then roll the stone off the well, because that's how they used to make sure that no one took water they weren't supposed to. But Yaakov, he doesn't know this, and so first he asks the shepherds where they're from, and they say they're from Charan. Then he asks them if they happen to know Lavan ben Nachor, and they say, yeah, we know him. He asks how Lavan is doing, Ashalom lo, and they say it's Shalom, he's doing well, and Rachel, his daughter, is coming with her flock, and that exchange is followed by the following. Vayomer, Yaakov says to them, Ein od hayom gadol, lo eisei haseif hamikneh. There's still a lot of time to the day. It's not the time to gather the flock. Hashku atzon hulchuru. Go water your flock and go shepherd. Rashi explains that Yaakov was actually saying to them, I don't understand why you're sitting around. If you work for someone else, you're stealing, because the day's not done. You haven't done a full day's work. And if you work for yourself, well, that's premature to take your herds home, your flock home. There's a lot of grazing time that still remains. In other words, Yaakov is chastising them. He's giving them mussar for how they're running their business. Imagine for a moment you're driving up the, I'm driving up the turnpike to New York. You're headed on the New Jersey turnpike with lots of trucks, and you stop at a rest area, and you go into a trucker stop, and you see a bunch of truckers sitting around, and it's only 2 in the afternoon. And you say, hey, listen up, everybody. I don't understand. If you work for someone else, you're stealing. You should be driving your truck. If you work for yourself, it's a silly time to stop. You have many hours of daylight to still drive in. Now, if you did that in a trucker's rest area, what do you think the reaction would be? Would they look at you favorably? Would they give you the time of day to explain to you why they're sitting around? Might they decide to inflict harm, Rachmana Litzlan, L'chas V'Shalom, in your direction? What kind of a response might you get? So the response that Yaakov gets from the shepherds is very surprising. Yaakov gets an explanation. They actually tell him, well, here we are because we have to gather the herds and roll the rock off the well and then give. And they explain themselves. They don't get upset. They're not angry. And they're certainly not trying to harm him. How could it be? So I heard from the name of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that the secret to understanding why these people responded and just explained and didn't get upset, didn't feel criticized, is how Yaakov first approached them. If you look carefully at the pasuk, the first word that Yaakov says to them, Vayomer lehem Yaakov, Achai me'ayin atem. Yaakov calls them brothers. My brothers, where are you from? This is not Ebonics. This is not, hey bro, where are you from? This is a sincere person giving tremendous respect and cover to people he doesn't even know. He calls them Achai, my brothers. And when you speak to someone and they feel that you are respecting them, when you feel that you care about them, when they feel that you look at them as your brother, then they respond in kind. They don't get upset. They don't get angry. They feel you care and concern and explain themselves. I recently read a story from Rav Pesach Kron about the Talmud Chacham and Tzaddik Rafal Shmulevitz, who was a Magid Shir in the Mir Yeshiva. He was nifter about 5 years ago. Rafal Shmulevitz is the son of the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzaddikim Levracha. Apparently, there was a young man who lived in Yerushalayim with many children, and he lived just above, or just below, I should say, an almana who had a very hard time with the noise that came from the downstairs apartment. She'd get very upset about the racket and the noise that the children of this young man were making. One Shabbos, she was so upset she couldn't sleep. She came down and yelled and hollered at the man and his wife and the children. And the parents were most uncomfortable. The children were scared. So that Matzei Shabbos, the young man went to his Rebbe, Rafal Shmulevitz, and asked Sineitza, what should I do? Should I move? Should I tell the woman she's not acting appropriately? Should I complain to the Baal Adira? What should I do? And Rebbe Rafal Shmulevitz sighed. He was so feeling the pain of the almana. He said, listen, this is a shver shaila. This is a difficult question. We can go together, travel Yashiv, and we can ask a shaila of what to do. But said Rabbi Frau Shmulevitz, if you ask me what I think that this woman has a very hard time. She moved to Eretz Yisrael from a different country. She left all her friends. And now her husband passed away. She's an almana. I think you should start taking care of her. On Erev Shabbos, ask her if she can set the Shabbos clocks for her. And maybe offer to take out her garbage. And when you go shopping, ask her, is there something I could get for you? And while you're at it, also put some rubber tips to the furniture, to your chairs, so don't make such a racket when you move furniture in your house. And see what would happen. So the man didn't go to Rav Yashiv. He listened to Rabbi Frau Shmulevitz, and he started treating this lady like his mother, taking care of her, putting out the Shabbos lights and going shopping and taking out the garbage. And all of a sudden he had a friend, a woman who was deeply connected to the younger man and his family, to the point that when the younger man's family grew so large that they had to move, this woman was crying, she's losing her best friends and moving out of the dira below her. So this is the achai. This is showing care and concern for somebody else. It turns an adversary into friend. It turns a potential sone into a definite ohev. It's why Yaakov Avinu got an explanation, and he didn't get anger. He got told, well, there's a logical explanation why we're sitting around. We're not lazy, and we're not stealing from anybody. We have no choice but to do it this way. But the reason they responded that way, said Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, because they were dressed as achai. Just want to suggest that this Matzei Shabbos, those of you who go to the Rise Melav Malka also have an opportunity for an achai moment. By going together and being mechazik one another and participating in the exciting and fun Melav Malka and the programming that is offered, it's not just chizik for yourself, you mechazik one another. We're all in this together. We're all members of the same kahila, of the same tzibur. And by doing things together in groups and being able to participate in wonderful programming, we're saying, Achosi, Achai, we're together, we're friends, we have a beautiful community, and we're not doing it alone. So, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, may this Shabbos and every Shabbos bring all of us that great feeling of Achai, of being part of a tzibur, being part of a group. And always remember that if you want people to respond to you the way you want to be responded to, they have to feel the achai. They have to feel that you care about them, respect them, and look at them as a brother or sister. Have a wonderful Shabbos.